Hey, what's up, guys? It's Kip Moore, and you're on the job with Drew, US 99.5.
Hi, Drew. My name is Donna. I just wanted to let you know the guy that just requested the Throwback Thursday for Alabama.
Yeah?
I just went to their concert on Friday night at Grossmont Theater. They still sound just like they did way back when.
I bet they do.
It was awesome.
Well, this is 1992, I'm in a Hurry, Alabama. The new album from Chris Jansen, Buy Me a Boat, available next month on the 30th with US 99.5.
Hi. US 99.5 proudly presents Cruise.
Pen of the day? Pen of the day, is that right? Somebody get my agent on the phone.
Hey, it's Tim McGraw, and you're on the job with Drew, US 99.5.
Maybe we'll see at the ballpark tonight.
You know, look, you're in town, and it's the National League Championship. You got to go see it.
Or we'll just see you at a local bar and outside.
Tell you what, I've never been to Wrigley Field before.
Never once?
No, never once. So I'm looking forward to it.
Maybe that's a plan for a tour next summer, because Flats did the first country show there ever. I know you mentioned Brian O'Connell before. He's your tour guy. Yeah, so he set that up, and then Paisley's been there.
Yeah.
Can we say now that Tim McGraw, Wrigley Field 2016?
Come on.
What's our percentage?
I don't know what the percentage
would
is.
Would it bother you to be performing in the home of the Cubs after you're a Mets fan?
Not at all. I'm a National League fan, too, so.
US 99.5.
Hi, Drew. I was calling you about the teddy bear.
27% of women still sleep with a stuffed animal.
I sleep with a teddy bear, and the reason I sleep with this teddy bear is because it was my daughter's who I lost to a brain tumor 11 years ago, so I sleep with her because I feel like I'm closer to her.
Absolutely you would.
So that's the reason I sleep with mine.
And that's a great memory to have.
It is. And it was her favorite teddy bear.
What was her name?
Her name was Ashley.
I love that you shared that with us. Thank you so much for calling.
You are welcome.
Hashtag US99.5.
Trying to think of a great way to kickstart your Monday morning. How about double salary? With our US 99.5 payroll, $99 an hour, your name in 6 minutes if you've registered at us99.com/payroll. Kenny Chesney, till it's gone.
Country Salmon, 9.5 on the radio.
Thomas Rhett, Make Me Wanna, new country with US 99.5, and I believe great life mantra advice from Travis Tritt.
I got a rice cup.
Luke Bryan, Drew's Diner with US 99.5.
Hey, Drew, this is Lee Bryce.
Lee Bryce!
What's up, man? I'm sorry I'm late. I'm headed out actually with Jared Neiman and John Stone, and we're going out to a cabin to write songs all day, and I was in some bad service for a little while.
Do you get mad when I make fun of you for name dropping within the first 30 seconds of every time that we talk? I don't even have to ask you to name drop because you already did it right off the bat. I love it.
I name drop. I do. I like to name drop my friends.
I figured that your cell phone died and you're thinking, the day that I got to call somebody, I don't have a charger on me.
Not that one. That's not my excuse today.
Did you watch the Grammys last night at all, Lee?
I did. I did watch some of the Grammys last night.
What was your favorite part?
Probably Miranda.
Rocked it.
She makes you proud. You know, she does a good job. And those singers in that world, man, you know, there really are great, great singers. And so for her to get up there and hold her own, it was really cool. It was good to see.
New country, Double Play Tuesday in Drew's Diner with US 99.5. Two in a row from Keith Urban. This one with Eric Church, Raise Him Up. I love that Keith said he heard the song and it wasn't originally written to be a duet. He wasn't planning for it to be a duet. And then he had a vision that the second verse would work so well with Eric Church. So he sent it to Eric, and Eric's first thought was, dang it, why didn't I write this song? That's how perfect this is. Tyler Farr trending today. Garth and Trisha trending today with US 99.5. You get the scoop next. Funniest tweet from Sharknado last night. The fact that Sharknado 3 and Jaws 3 premiered exactly the same day, 32 years apart, has to be the greatest coincidence in American history. Right? Now the brothers Osborne stay a little longer.
Yes.
She is Ray Lynn, new country, God Made Girls.
Love at first sight.
Yes, it happened for you?
I was at the grocery store checking out, and the person bagging my groceries fell in love with him the first time I saw him.
What did you do about it?
Well, I knew the cashier, so I told her, give him my number. And she did, and we've been dating for over a year.
Two from Dierks Bentley in the middle of 99 in a row.
Hey, Drew, I'm calling about the secret menu.
Yeah, what is it for you?
Over at Steak and Shake, you can order a 7-patty burger for $7.77. It's not on their menu. You got to specifically ask for it.
How many calories do you think are in a 7-patty burger?
It's got to be.
That's got to be a week's worth.
Oh, absolutely, if not more.
The good part is that it's under $10.
Yes, sir.
More Eric Church choir loft seats for story after 3 with Shyla, and a big love shout out to the folks running the BP in Wakanda on Route 176, blasting US 99.5 heading into the weekend. We love you for listening. This is New Florida Georgia Line, sipping on fire.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and you're listening to my man Drew on the job, US 99.5.